In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. A combined Dollar Tree and Family Dollar is planned to take over the old Walgreens at Glenload Road and Red Arrow Highway in Lincoln Township. The retailer has announced that it's planning to open 400 of the combo stores around the country this year and would give customers more selection. A summer opening is being predicted by Lincoln Township Building Inspector Jim Pfeiffer. He tells the Herald Palladium that the store has applied for an interior renovation permit. Walgreens moved to a drive-through only location 0.2 miles south on Red Arrow Highway last summer. Congressman Fred Upton says a bill approved Tuesday by the U.S. House will provide nearly $20 billion in weapons, logistics, supplies, and intelligence to give the Ukrainian armed forces the resources needed to win on the battlefield. He voted for the plan. Upton told us hours earlier that Ukraine has shown it has the grit to fight against Russian aggression.
We reflect back on these last 70 days or so since February 24th when Russia invaded Ukraine. Many of the experts that talked to us, even in a classified setting, thought that it would be over in a weekend, that Ukraine wouldn't be able to stand up. But we've seen a real resolve. NATO's stronger than ever before.
Upton says he saw firsthand the devastation that Putin's illegal war has brought to Ukraine when Upton visited a border area of Poland last month. He says he's met with humanitarian organizations and witnessed some of the millions of refugees who've been forced to leave their homeland. The House bill on Tuesday passed 368-57. Upton expects it will be taken up by the Senate this week. Up to 700 people would call what used to be the Berrien Hills Golf Course home if a proposal presented to the St. Joseph Township Planning Commission is approved. The golf course closed 3 years ago, and the proposal includes single-family homes, apartments, senior housing, townhouses, and row houses. The 102-acre site would also have a man-made lake to address flooding concerns along with outdoor recreation space, a brew pub, restaurant, flowering gardens, and more. Current owner Chris Newser says it's the third group of developers that he's spoken to, and he adds they have the best plan. St. Joseph Township Commission will decide, but the Planning Commission will need to hold a public hearing first. Hundreds of teachers and other school staff from around Berrien County have been honored with a special celebration at the Mendel Center. Berrien Reese's Heartwork 2022 took place on Wednesday with a literal red carpet rolled out for teachers as they were thanked for their hard work over the past couple of years. Deanna Charney, a second grade teacher at Lakeshore Public Schools, told us it's been hard during the pandemic.
But it's really awesome to be here today. I mean, I feel really honored, and to have the red carpet was really quite fun. So thank you to everyone who organized this.
The event featured music, food trucks, games, giveaways, and an address by an educator and motivational speaker. Shelley Leitz, a speech pathologist at Buchanan Community Schools, was glad to be there.
You know, I will tell you that Berrien County, I feel like, has treated us teachers very nicely over this whole COVID the last 2 years. So to put it on an event like this is just, it's just very, very thoughtful and kind, and I really appreciate it.
Berrien Reese's Superintendent Eric Hopstock told us the event was not only to thank teachers, but to encourage them to continue. Also, he hoped more teachers would be attracted to Southwest Michigan. He said more than 900 teachers and school professionals signed up to attend. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.